I've climbed up a hill and I'm overlooking the city of Jos, and I can see the rusted roofs stretching off into the distance. If I look carefully, I can see the domes, the green domes of some of the mosques and the minarets. Then there are also the churches, some of the huge Pentecostal churches, and I can see a seminary as well with trees around it. But this city, Jos, is in a way a microcosm of the whole of Nigeria. It's here in the middle belt that straddles the north and south of the country, religiously mixed, but in a way this city is also divided to a degree along religious lines, and there are pockets of the city where there are Muslims living and other areas which are predominantly inhabited by Christians. But as the election approaches now, the question is, when people go and cast their ballots, do they pay any attention to the religion of the candidate?
You're not greeting me. Give me five now.
Arome Okwori gets back home and gives his wife and children a hug after a long day in the office. When we sit down to talk about the election, Arome tells me even though he wishes religion wasn't an issue, his Christian belief will have some influence when he helps select Nigeria's next president.
If the Christian leader does not have what it takes to provide good leadership, I will not vote for him merely because he is a Christian and seeks elective position. However, I will make a choice between that Christian leader and a Muslim leader who may not guarantee the freedom of religion. So to that extent, I may lean to the Christian leader.
Arome says he and many other Christians are worried that if voted in, the opposition candidate, Muhammadu Buhari, would push for stricter implementation of Sharia. Islamic law is already in place across the north. The former military ruler has tried to dispel this fear, saying he fully supports a secular Nigeria. Near the central mosque, I meet Khadija Hawaja Gambo, who's been going house to house promoting peaceful elections. She says the fact that Nigerians are notoriously religious is a factor in the vote, but things are changing.
You can never divorce the religious sentiment from a typical Nigeria. But also to tell you that the way things are going, people are beginning to downplay the role of religion in deciding who you vote. I hear a lot of people talking about people who will deliver. So it's more about credibility than the faith you belong to.
But as the voters start to move beyond religion and demand accountability and real policies, this doesn't suit all the politicians. So what do? They play the faith card. They use the line, "I'm from your religion, we're in this together, so vote for me." The Anglican Archbishop of Jos, Benjamin Kwashi, knows how dangerous this is.
Religion, by its very nature and content, appeals not so much to reason. It's a heart matter and carries with it huge emotions. And when religions like, say, Christianity and Islam have a huge following of hungry people, not very educated people on both sides, then you're going to talk more likely about just simple sentiments rather than actual reason.
So in politics, then, issues would be out of the window.
There will be. And I think that because of the large percentage of the young people in Nigeria who are hungry, who are not employable, politicians would explore the areas of religion to get them on their sides. And that's a dangerous thing and a very bad thing, I must say, to do.
Witnesses described gangs armed with guns and machetes rampaging through three mainly Christian villages.
And this is the result. For more than a decade, deadly clashes have broken out in Plateau State. The communities may have grievances over access to land and resources, but with politicians fanning the flames, especially during elections, it often turns into religious violence. There'll be plenty of prayers for peace during this tense time for Nigeria, but it'll largely be up to the politicians to ensure there's harmony across the religious divide of this diverse nation.